Do you consider yourself one of the 36? What do I mean by that? Who are these 36 people that I'm referencing? What we're told in the Talmud is that there are 36 righteous people in every generation. 36 righteous people in every generation that merit greeting the Shekhinah, that merit receiving the presence of God. So how do you become one of these 36? Or rather, we call them the Lamed Vavniks. Why Lamed Vav? Because in the gematria, in the mathematical enumeration of our letters, Lamed is 30, and Vav is 6. And so we call this society the Lamed Vavnik Society. So who are they? Not only do we call these 36 people the Lamed Vavniks, we also call them the Nistarim, the concealed ones, the hidden ones. These 36 righteous people in our generation are almost like ancient superheroes. When there's need for them, when someone's in strife or in peril, one of these 36 people come out of hiding and they save that person. Whatever the task is, they're ready for that call to duty. And yet, after they finish that task, after they finish their righteous act of duty, they go back into concealment. When I was reading about this in our mystical tradition, I couldn't help but thinking about Clark Kent and Superman. Because we know what happens when a building's on fire or when someone needs some kind of safety net. Clark Kent turns into Superman, but immediately after the task is over, Superman returns to his anonymous state as the normal Clark Kent. And that's exactly what these 36 righteous people do. When they're called to duty, they stand forward. They're willing to give of themselves, their heart, their soul, their service. But after the task is over, they do not ask for any kind of recognition. They do not want any kind of import. Rather, they go back to their anonymous lives. Perhaps one of you, or many of you, could be these 36. And yet, what's also told is that these 36 may not even know that they are the 36. If you're part of this society, you may not even know that you're part of this society. You just have it deep in your heart to act with righteousness and to be called to duty whenever God asks you to act. So I ask you again, do you consider yourself part of the 36? If you think deep down that you might have the spark of righteousness within you, or if you think deep down that you want to have this spark of righteousness within you, a member of our community, our men's club president, Eli Elishmerny, has decided to initiate an incredible endeavor here at Sinai Temple. He is starting what we are calling the Lamed Vavnik Society, in which 18 members of men's club and 18 members of sisterhood will be called forward on their own volition to engage in righteous acts in this community, whether it's attending a shiva of someone they do not know, whether it's sitting by the bedside of someone who's ill in our community, even greeting a new member or having them over for Shabbat dinner, extending themselves out and engaging in acts of righteousness. The 36 exist here at Sinai Temple. And so what I'm going to ask you to do, if you have any desire to be one of these 36, after Shabbat, send me an email or even call me on the phone. The phone number and the email can be found in your pew bulletin. It's just my first initial, N, and my last name, Guzik, at SinaiTemple.org. And the phone number for the front office can be found in your pew bulletin. Send me an email. I'm not going to let the other people know who signed up for the Lamed Bavnik Society. As I said, this is an anonymous organization, and we're standing up to righteousness for Lishma, for this task and for the stake itself. If you consider yourself part of the 36, I look forward to receiving your call and your email after Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom.